What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day, whatever you're up to today. With these quick tip episodes, as always, this is where I share a quick tip with you each week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips that you can go and immediately implement into your business. And that's key. It's taking action, right? All this information is great, but if you don't take action on it and test it out, well, it's all for nothing. So that's what the key here is. I want you to go and implement this stuff right away into your business and see if it works for you. Now, today, I'm talking about the Facebook Ads Campaign Budget Optimization feature inside Ads Manager. This is kind of like a key buzzword or a buzz thing going on recently, because I've been getting a ton of questions from students lately around campaign budget optimization. As I mentioned, there seems to be a lot of talk recently about this being a new feature in Ads Manager. It's actually not new at all. It's been around for like a year now. So today, I'm going to share with you what it is, how it works, and why you need to start testing it, because there's a huge change coming to how you set your budgets for your ad sets. Okay? Dun, dun, dun. Big change is coming. But no, really, they are big changes coming. And I'm going to break it all down here for you in this quick tip episode. But first, so as some of you may know, I'm celebrating my 5-year business anniversary here in the business. And over the last 5 years, I've used so many different tools to help me grow my business. Some worked and some didn't. But one of my favorite tools, and one that I still use in the business today, is Deadline Funnel. Deadline Funnel is a sponsor of today's podcast. What Deadline Funnel does is they increase conversions for people who are marketing online, like yourself, by using personalized actual deadlines, which helps generate more sales by not letting your prospects procrastinate. It forces them to make a decision, right? We always make a decision based on if we have a deadline or not. There's the whole concept of urgency and scarcity. And there's nothing worse than when you give people a deadline and then they're still able to access the offer the next day. It's out of integrity, and that's no way to do business. I remember when I first started out my business, I was doing a live launch and my enrollment deadline was at midnight on, say, like a Thursday. Well, I'd literally stay up until midnight to manually redirect the pages myself. So I would say true to my word that people couldn't enroll after my deadline. Well, then I found out that redirecting pages in your sales funnel was one thing that Deadline Funnel did automatically. So if your business relies on automatic funnels, Deadline Funnel is exactly what you need, because it enforces a real deadline for your leads. It synchronizes the deadline across your entire marketing funnel, like your webinar software or your email software, your web pages, your shopping cart, etc. No more fake deadlines and false scarcity. And they also have amazing support, which is hard to come by in this day and age, if I do say so myself, when it comes to software and tools. And all this is why I'm working with Deadline Funnel as a sponsor of today's podcast, to offer you, as a listener of the show, a special extended free trial to use Deadline Funnel and get some awesome results for your business before having to sign up for it. So go to deadlinefunnel.com/AOPT. Again, that's deadlinefunnel.com/AOPT and sign up for the special Art of Paid Traffic free extended trial offer so that you can start using Deadline Funnel today for free. Okay, campaign budget optimization. All right. So you see this feature at the campaign level when you start setting up your campaign. Okay. As Facebook describes it, campaign budget optimization is a way of optimizing the distribution of a campaign budget across your campaign's ad sets. This means Facebook automatically and continuously finds the best available opportunities for results across your ad sets and distributes your campaign budget in real time to get those results. What the heck does that all that mean? So basically, rather than setting your budget for each ad set at the ad set level, okay, you'd set either a daily or lifetime budget at the campaign level for your whole campaign. And then Facebook's algorithm is then going to automatically optimize and distribute your budget towards the best performing ad sets. So for example, let's just say your daily budget is $100 a day, okay? And you have five ad sets. Normally, and you'd say, okay, I'm going to do $20 per ad set, and then you'd launch your ads, and then after three days or so, you'd go in and you'd start to look at what's working, what's not working. And then you start to move budget manually around the, you know, between the ad sets based on what's working, what's not. So maybe you like stop one ad set altogether and then you add budget to another one, or and you bring some budget down on another one, whatever. Okay. Well, using campaign budget optimization, you would now set that $100 daily budget at the campaign level, and then Facebook automatically optimizes and moves that budget between the ad sets on its own. Okay. The concept is really cool, right? And it makes a lot of sense. Now, like with most new Facebook ad manager features, it didn't work very well at first when it first rolled out. We tested it out. I had students test it out, and we certainly didn't see results from it. Okay. So we pretty much abandoned it. But like with many features that Facebook adds, the functionality and usefulness tends to improve over time. Because if it's a feature that Facebook, you know, is getting feedback on from its users that it's a good concept, but maybe not working as well as it probably should, well, then they put some resources behind it. And it seems like campaign budget optimization is one of those things. Okay. Because in late 2018, not too long ago, you know, a few months ago, Facebook engineers have been working on it throughout 2018, and they continued to make improvements to its effectiveness. And we finally started to see some results from it. Okay. I also started to hear from more of my students who were testing it out and getting great results from it. Well, now, you ready for this? Facebook is going to be removing the ability to set individual ad set budgets at the ad set level and instead move people. We're all going to be using the campaign budget optimization feature. This was completely news to me as I spoke to Facebook earlier this week, and we were talking about campaign optimization, and they shared with me that we are only going to have the campaign budget option within the next month or so. Okay. Now, whenever they say within the next month or so, the timing tends to be very, very, you know, broad, right? So they say the next month or so, it could be a couple months, but I wanted to be sure and let you all know about this. And so you fully understand how to use campaign budget optimization when setting up your ads. Okay. So I'm just going to repeat that part. Facebook is going to be removing the ability to set individual ad set budgets at the ad set level. And instead, they're moving us all to all be using campaign budget optimization. So again, that means we're going to set our daily budget or our lifetime budget at the campaign level, and we're not going to be assigning individual budgets per ad set. So Facebook will automatically be optimizing within those ad sets, moving the budgets around for us based on how much we, you know, the daily budget that we put in there at the campaign level. Okay. So this is big. This is really big news. Okay. I was really surprised when I was talking to Facebook about this. Now, with this, there are definitely challenges that I see. Just like when you have multiple ads within an ad set, Facebook likes to pick winners, if you will, really fast. And for my liking, they tend to pick them too quickly, although the algorithm has gotten better there as well. Okay. Now, the same thing tends to happen with campaign budget optimization. So let's just say you have, 10 ad sets in there. Well, Facebook is going to pick those winning ad sets, maybe 2, 3, 4 ad sets, really fast. And then it's going to put all its love on those quote unquote winning ones, and it's going to stop giving love to the other ones. Okay. And that's the concept of that is right. Like, I like that it's doing that. I don't like how they pick the winners that fast, but the algorithm, that's the way that that's what the algorithm is optimizing. It's trying to, you know, put more budget towards what's working, which makes sense. Now, the challenge here, I think, is consider if you have a campaign where you have an ad set with your warm audiences, maybe your retargeting audiences, right? And then you have other ad sets where you're targeting cold audiences from the detailed targeting section, right? And then maybe you have an ad set of lookalike audiences. Well, the warm audiences tend to perform better. So if the algorithm is picking winning ad sets really quickly to optimize towards, and thus moving delivery and budget away from the other ad sets because it's moving the budget towards the ones that are performing well, well, that means your cold audiences probably might not get a fair chance to perform, right? Because again, at the campaign level, if you're setting a budget at the campaign level and you have these different ad sets and you're mixing in the warm audiences ad sets with the cold audience ad sets, you know, you have separate ones there, but you're mixing within the same campaign, the algorithm using campaign budget optimization is likely going to, as I like to say, give more love to the better performing ones right off the bat and pick those winners really fast and then stop really delivering and focusing on the other ones, when in fact, they still could be really good ad sets, right? And so I see this as a potential challenge with campaign budget optimization as we move towards, you know, this being a reality that we all have to be, or that we all get to, I'll say, that we all get to be using in the platform. Now, how I'd get around this is probably by creating multiple campaigns, like one campaign for warm audiences, one campaign for, say, lookalike audiences, and one campaign for maybe the interest-based cold audiences. Now, you can see where that might get pretty crazy fast, right? With a bunch of different campaigns, which is kind of like we used to do years ago. We used to have a campaign for everything. But, you know, I don't know. This is going to be something that it's going to be really interesting to watch and really see how this rolls out and evolves. And as with everything, or as with anything on Facebook, I should say, when you're advertising, you're going to have to keep an open mind and play around and test with what they're giving us. Okay. I think the reason that they're doing this, they're just trying to simplify it for its user base. You know, they know that there's so many millions of advertisers, or millions of businesses, I should say, on the platform that aren't advertising. And so the simpler that they can make the interface and the platform to set up ads and so forth, and to get results from your ads, well, they know that they'll be able to attract more advertisers that way. And I think this is a big step in what they're trying to do here. So I'm excitedly cautious about this. We'll see where it goes, right? And I'll certainly keep you updated here on the show about what I'm seeing as far as them rolling this out and the results that we're seeing and stuff like that for it. So, but I did want to make sure that you are completely updated on this, explain to you what campaign budget optimization is, you know, why you might be using it and why you need to be testing it now, because Facebook is making some pretty big changes here over the next month or so. So, all right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Again, as I mentioned at the very beginning, none of this info means anything if you don't take action on it. So I want you to go and implement it in your business and get testing right away so that you can start seeing results right away. Okay. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you, and I don't take your attention lightly. I'll see you right back here next week for the next episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.